In a few days, Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the nation's 47th president. Some of Trump's supporters here in the Bay Area are traveling to see it firsthand, while back home, anti-Trump organizers are planning to hold several demonstrations this weekend. KQED's Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman has more.
The last time Doris Gentry was at a presidential inauguration, it was for Ronald Reagan. She describes it like being at a concert.
It's exciting to be in that crowd and to be with the energy.
Gentry is the chair of the Napa County Republican Central Committee. She's a lifelong Republican, and now she's making the trip to Washington, D.C. to see Donald Trump inaugurated.
So Trump is an out-of-the-box thinker and extremely wise. And so why do I want to go watch a man like that be installed as our next president? Is just staggering.
Also in the crowd that day will be Jeff Burns. He's the chair of the Contra Costa County Republican Party. He says it's a special inauguration following an election that saw two attempted assassinations on Trump, as well as President Biden's decision to drop out of the race.
I mean, it's just been an incredible year in politics.
This past election, a higher percentage of voters did vote for Donald Trump across all nine Bay Area counties, compared with the last time Trump ran in 2020. Burns says he felt more comfortable being open about his support for Trump in the last election.
You get more people going, hey, I didn't want to say anything, but I agree, and thank you for saying something. Whereas before, there was a culture of, you got to stay completely underground.
The change in support for Trump between 2020 and 2024 in the Bay Area was pretty small, between a 1 and 4% rise in each county. When Paul Mitchell, a Sacramento political data analyst, looks at these trends, he says he's not convinced they indicate a meaningful shift yet, adding it'll take months to sort out the numbers.
I think it's kind of premature to jump to the conclusion of, oh, look, Republicans are gaining in an instance where it might just be that a lot of Democrats were staying home.
The Bay Area remains a Democratic stronghold. And in the lead up to Inauguration Day, several protests against Trump are planned.
Love has made a place for you.
One of the groups rallying is the Threshold Choir. They also sang in 2017, the last time Trump was inaugurated. At the time, protesters also formed a human chain across the Golden Gate Bridge, and the local women's march drew thousands.
Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back!
Dozens of Bay Area groups have been organizing, with plans to hold a mass demonstration in downtown San Francisco on Sunday. These advocates are opposed to several of Trump's promises, targeted at undocumented immigrants and LGBTQ folks. Sonika Mahajan is with Mission Action, a San Francisco nonprofit focused on immigrant rights.
And so, you know, as much as they want us to have fear, as much as they want us to feel confused or siloed, we know that we have to fight back and we have to be united in order to fight back. And so I'm excited to see that on Sunday.
Protests across the Bay Area are expected throughout the holiday weekend into Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And on that same day, local Republican organizations plan to celebrate the presidential inauguration at watch parties. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.